This is Ray Samich. I am here today at Lake Hospital West talking with Dr. Gregory Powell, MD, a doctor of gastroenterology. Dr. Powell, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
By the time that a person actually feels something unusual mm-hmm. that might be colon cancer, it's probably way past the early detection point, right?
That's a great question. Colon cancer in its early stages is usually asymptomatic. So that's why we like to go looking for it and do screening tests for it. It can still be treatable once you have symptoms, and the symptoms can be bleeding, a change in your bowel habits, abdominal pain, unexplained weight loss, among others. But once those things happen, it's typically a little more advanced. Not necessarily, but we like to catch colon cancer before that time.
Since that is kind of the case, you do it based on age typically? I mean, when people hit a certain age, they need to start getting that test?
If you have no family history or symptoms of colon cancer, we generally start at the age of 50 for otherwise healthy patients. Mm-hmm. If you have a family history of polyps or colon cancer in a first degree relative, such as a mother, father, brother, or sister, then we typically start earlier and we base that on the age of the family member's diagnosis.
We've been talking today with Dr. Gregory Powell, MD, a doctor of gastroenterology, 440-942-7909. Thank you, doctor, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.